This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Gregory Reed, and he's written about his experience, you know, dealing with the occult. In fact, he's been a consultant for police forces all across America dealing with the occult. Now, you must understand that in my estimation, the dark forces have permeated the highest levels of our government, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation says, oh, there is nothing such as satanic crime. Why, there just are no satanic crimes. You point out a problem like when Mr. Horowitz's wife was murdered and they carved a Gothic cross into her back and the fellow was reading the Satanic Bible, but the FBI will do everything they can to convince people that this whole world satanic movement we talk about just doesn't exist. And you have to ask yourself, why are they so intent upon preventing the American people from knowing the truth? Unless, of course... Well, let's go to our special guest today. His name is Gregory Reed. He came very well recommended by our good friend Warren Smith, who's written extensively about the purpose-driven church, and Warren came out of the occult by Johanna Michelson, who we had just this last hour, and Johanna came out of the occult, and both of them told me, you've got to get Gregory Reed onto your program to talk about Halloween. So, without further ado, on the eve of Halloween... Gregory Reed, thank you so much for being with us.
Good to be back with you, sir. Thank you.
Why don't you tell us, just for our listeners who really don't know who you are, why don't you give a little of your background and then why you are concerned and why every American should be concerned and every church should be concerned and every minister should be concerned, but they aren't, about Halloween.
Well, I grew up in Southern California and was very deeply involved, against my will, in... Satanic abuse, and I became involved in the occult until I was 15 and broke away from it. And from 1985 to the present, I've been working on consulting with law enforcement. I've worked on ritual abuse cases and worked with some of the children who've been ritually abused. And I'm concerned because this is one of the darkest days of the year, where just about every occult group imaginable is out practicing something. Which is their right to do under the Constitution, as long as they don't break the law. My concern is that there are people who are breaking the law, who are committing crimes against children and against animals, and I feel like, by and large, everybody's just asleep on this. They think it's a cute holiday. It's almost become a national obsession, and while everybody's out celebrating, it's hard to just sit back and realize these horrible things are happening to children.
Why don't you sort of get a little bit in the background, because it's so difficult for people to imagine that this could be happening in America. Why certainly we'd be hearing about it from Rush Limbaugh and from Tom Brokaw and from the men that we know we can trust. And yet, of course, this goes on all the time. Children disappear in America. Literally, thousands of children disappear in America every day and are never found. Every year and are never found.
Well, I think what we're seeing right now is a recurrence of the phenomena we saw in the 80s when there was a great deal of crime taking place by people practicing the occult. And we're seeing a resurgence of that right now with the Pamela Vitale murder, the Ponchatoula, Florida ritual rape of children, and other incidences. And they may not make the radar screen, and unfortunately when they do make the radar screen, there have been people in place that make sure that it is covered up, and that concerns me.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment, here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is... Gregory Reed, and we're talking about Halloween. And of course, Gregory was raised in a home where he was an unwilling participant in all sorts of a satanic abuse. Broke away when he was 15, went off on his own. And of course, then he spent a number of years since the mid-1980s as a consultant for police forces around the country. And the police forces, certainly many of them, realized that satanic crimes are not imaginary, they're real. Of course, there are people at the upper echelons of our government and the FBI who play this down, who insist that there is no such thing. In fact, they will tend to demonize the people who talk about it. But unfortunately, the reality is these are not imaginary crimes. They're real. There are satanic covens working within our society. There are witches' covens and Wicca covens and pagan covens. And of course, this permeates every aspect of our society today, and many times extending into the highest levels of society and government. So you pick up the story there, Gregory.
Well, one of the things that you alluded to that I feel the need to comment on is I have some very good friends, very good people that I know that I've had some contact with in the FBI, and frankly, they are scratching their heads as to why there isn't more action on the things that they're actually seeing. And really, most of the denial has to be laid at the foot of retired, and I underline retired, Special Agent Ken Lanning from the FBI, who spent a number of years going around the country saying that we were just totally off base, and in his words, he's never seen one hair, not one drop of blood, nothing to indicate there's ever been any satanic crime. And although he is retired, he continues to do seminars in churches to prove his point. And they had a huge case in Ponchatoula, Louisiana, just recently, where some people who were using a church as a front organization were ritually abusing children, killing animals, sacrificing them to Satan. And the minute this caught on to the media, Ken Lanning was pulled in. From my understanding, he completely, with a vengeance, buried this case and made sure nobody talked about the occult angle anymore. And he needs to account for this. And he's a private citizen.
All right. Well, I think that you have to ask yourself why there is such an effort to do this. It's the same thing with the false memory syndrome. They've done a great deal of work to convince all of us that any child who remembers these memories of satanic ritual abuse, well, it's a false memory. But it's not simply by accident that the people who actually organized this organization for the false memory syndrome, at least one of them, just happened to come from the CIA. We'll be right back in just a moment with our special guest, Gregory Reed. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and let's let Gregory go on. And first, where does this false memory syndrome, this idea that all these children who remember these terrible things, it's all a false memory. And of course, occasionally there may be a false memory. There may be efforts to implant ideas, but I don't think most of these children are having false memories, do you?
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, in the mid-1980s, there were hundreds and hundreds of children all over the country who began to talk about being ritually abused at the same time. And frankly, I knew some of the therapists involved in these cases, and they had no idea what they were dealing with. The false memory people want to paint these therapists as people who plant ideas in people's heads. And I know a lot of these therapists. They wouldn't even have a clue as to how to do that. They were simply responding to these horrible stories that these children were saying. And the thing that was so stunning is that it all came up at the same time, and these children were all talking about the same exact things and the same things that encased their own particular abuse, and there is no way they could all be making that up. And sometime around that time, the False Memory Syndrome Foundation was formed, and you mentioned the man from the CIA, but one of their top proponents was a man, Dr. Ralph Underweger, who was paid multiple thousands of dollars to go into court and say that children lie, that children aren't being abused, and they're just making up fantasy stories. And later to find out that he had done an interview for a Dutch pedophile magazine called Paideka, in which he encouraged pedophiles to accept their God-given condition and to find a way to express what they were. And it was so stunning to see that people were involved in covering up crimes against children were actually had some things apparently they needed to cover up themselves.
And, of course, now, of course, we've seen the truth coming out about what was going on in the Catholic Church. And the Catholic Church, now, of course, we're speaking now of pedophilia, by priests who were being covered up by the Catholic Church. And the only way I could imagine this could have happened was organized evil permeating the Catholic Church. I mean, I'm not suggesting the whole Catholic Church is corrupt, but I believe there are corrupt people in the Catholic Church, and certainly we interviewed Dr. Malachi Martin, who actually talked extensively about the satanic rituals held actually within the Vatican itself. And anybody who would like to hear that story, of course, it's told in our poor tape set, my interviews with Malachi Martin, the wisdom of Malachi Martin. So, but understand, it's not just the Catholic Church. It is, I believe, in every religion, these dark forces have extended. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think, when I first started in this work, we were simply dealing with teenagers who were involved in the occult. And then we began to consult on cases that involved adult practitioners of black magic who were sexually abusing children, and then it began to dovetail into child pornography and child trading. And once I followed that trade, I saw how extensive this was. And one of my mentors, Captain Chris Bratton from the Round Rock, Texas Police Department, he sat down with me when I started to get into this. He says, you need to make very sure of what you're doing, because this is an $8 billion in a year industry, and these people are not messing around. And he clued me in on the fact that this thing can be very extensive, that it has a great deal of organization, and that groups that practice the evil side of black magic that actually do crimes, and people who do crimes against children, work very well hand in hand and have a great deal in common.
And don't they have a lot of power and a lot of coverage by certain people within government who have protected them from being prosecuted for their crimes?
Well, and that shouldn't surprise us. I know a lot of people get spooked by the occult angle on this, but in order to demystify it, you need to think in terms of drug cartels. Drug cartels have a lot of investment in what they do. They're dealing in billions of dollars worth of things, and they're willing to do anything to keep their business going. Part of that includes compromising people in key positions in the police department and governmental positions, and to have enough blackmail material on them or enough threats that they're not going to ever move against these people. So if you take the mysticism out of it like that, the same template, so to speak, applies in the occult world.
And I, unfortunately, why it is far more extensive than most people realize. Have you ever gotten into the story of the Franklin cover-up?
I have. As a matter of fact, back in the early 1990s, I was doing some personal work on trying to find out what had happened with a couple of missing children, Jacob Wetterling from Minnesota and Johnny Gosch, I believe, from Iowa. And I did this on my own time because I just sensed something was wrong. And I made a drive all the way up to Nebraska, and I thoroughly went over the documents that the Franklin case investigator at that time was willing to let me look at. And there's no question in my mind that the Franklin case was probably the most extensive, high-level cover-up of pedophile and satanic crimes that this nation has ever witnessed.
But didn't it go right into Washington, D.C., right into the various highest levels in our government at that time?
Apparently, the situation compromised enough people that there was a man who was running a homosexual call boy organization out of D.C. that pretty much had the back door key to the White House.
And I think this is really what people really don't understand, how permeating this is to every aspect of our society. And yet, of course, you may wonder why you're not going to read about this. And the reason you're not is because the media is controlled, and they're not going to tell you about this. There's a wonderful book called The Franklin Cover-Up. It's written by John DeCamp, who is a state legislator. I think he was probably a senator in one of the states. And, of course, this cost him his political career, for daring to try to get to the bottom of really what was happening and the disappearance of all these little boys.
And, you know, to whatever degree the media has been shut down on this for political purposes, for those that had the power to do that, the other angle on that is when we first started in the 80s, the media was more than happy. You know, Geraldo and everybody else was happy to jump on board and to sensationalize the problem, because it made for good press and a lot of money. When they saw that they could actually make more money by saying, well, this was all just a bunch of false memories and people falsely accused and a bunch of village folklore, then they jumped on that bandwagon. That's why I'm very reluctant to deal with the media in general, because they're just going to go for the highest dollar. They have no interest in what's really happening and the suffering of children in this country.
Well, I think we earlier were talking about the false memory syndrome, and they had an organization. One of the men in that was a man named Jolly West, Dr. Jolly West of the CIA. In fact, I have had from at least three different sources the fact that he was down there visiting Tim McVeigh when he was imprisoned in Colorado, and you wonder, what does this have to do with Timothy McVeigh? Well, of course, Dr. Jocelyn West was involved in mind control for the CIA, and of course, there is strong interplay between the CIA and some of these things. Not the whole CIA. There are a lot of good people, but as there are in the FBI, but there is a dark side of our government. Have you run into that, or is that your impression?
Well, yes, and for example, the U.S. military, which is, you know, does such an outstanding job, and these kids in the military can't get enough praise for the job they're doing in the face of the adversity that they're facing over in Iraq right now. But there is an element to the military known as the Psychological Warfare Division, and one of the designers of the PSYOP, as it's called, is a practicing Egyptian black magician who has done extensive research on mind control. And I've talked to a number of people in the military who were exposed to PSYOP and attest to the fact that it's very much wrapped up in the occult and black magic. And that kind of thing has no place in our military.
Well, within the last month, I was back in Versailles, Missouri, and doing some interviews. And just the previous week, while there'd been a general from our military there who was into the PSYOPs and into the occult. He was working within the occult in the military, and they showed me a spoon he'd taken. And as it bent that into these two little circles, there's no way that that could have been done. At least, you know, except over a forge, but it didn't have a forge. It was one of Joyce Riley's spoons. And it was not one bend, but two bends. It's exactly symmetrical. Exactly the sort of thing that you can do when you tap into the other dimension. This is a military general. Retired, of course, at the present time. So this sort of thing really does go on in our world. And anybody who would like to know a little bit about our vice president, we carry a book written by a young woman who was claims she was actually sold into a slavery with the CIA, or her father was blackmailed into it. And we carry the book called The Transformation of America. A whole section in there on Dick Cheney. You will never hear quoted any place. Transformation of America. I believe it's not a nice book, but it's a book I think every American should read who wants to understand what's really going on in Iraq today. And one of the men primarily responsible, who is, of course, our vice president. Well, you know, Gregory, as you go around, and of course, are you invited into churches to talk about this sort of thing?
Not very often. Occasionally, I'm able to go in and do a two-day presentation. I think the church is very frightened of these issues. In some ways, they're so inward and concerned about, you know, getting by in life that they don't realize that we have a responsibility, according to the gospel, to care for those who cannot care for themselves, to protect those who are being injured. It's very hard to get into churches with this. I think part of the reason is they're afraid that it's going to be sensationalized, that it's going to be hysteria, that it's going to get people out there arming themselves. And the presentation that I do is just very common sense stuff that every Christian should know, because this is coming to the churches. This is already inside the churches to some degree. And we can't help people out of this stuff unless we're clean ourselves. We have to get our house cleaned up. The only way to do that is to do what it says in the book of Ephesians, to not have anything to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. And that's what I'm all about.
And, of course, you actually are working with police forces. Are you still called in as a consultant on some of those?
Once in every blue moon, as they say in Texas.
All right, fine. Have you ever read the material by Maury Torrey about the Son of Sam and the connection between the Son of Sam and the Manson murders?
One of the first books I read, one of the best books.
All right. We'll be back in just a moment here with our special guest, Gregory Reed, as we explore the things that everybody should be thinking about Halloween. This is not a day when children go out trick-or-treating. This is a day to celebrate, the dark forces in the world. And why are Christians doing that? Why are they letting their children dressing up to honor Satan on his holiday?
the Anglo-American establishment gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health despite their fatty diet because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs, in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Gregory Reed, and we're talking about Halloween, and the question is, why would Christian parents allow their children to be out celebrating Halloween while everybody else is doing it? And, you know, the children, they get fun out of it, and they don't mean any harm, and it's a fun time, and they go around, and they trick and treat, and What would you say to a Christian parent who would give that sort of response to what's going on? After all, everybody else is doing it, and I don't want my children to feel left out.
Well, you know, those are questions that are, you know, I've got an article on my website where I address some of those issues. But one of the things that I need to make clear is the scriptures are very clear. Jesus said that a little leaven leavens the whole loaf. When you're dealing with the occult world, a little bit of compromise can do a lot of damage. And I've heard Christians say, well, we're going to take back the day. Well, to me, every day is the Lord's day. Every day the scriptures say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I don't need to take back anything. And October 31st is a holiday that is rooted in a Druid occult magic and has been for centuries and has nothing to do with God and has everything to do with the God of the underworld and has to do with the dead and magic. And if you allow a little bit of leaven thinking you're taking back the day, that you're really kind of being deceived, because you can't sanctify something that is unholy. And this day, what is practiced on this day and recognized, is unholy. And it really gets to Christians when I bring up this issue, because I'm like, you know, you've got to be true to what the scriptures say. You know, you've got to do the whole house cleaning, and to compromise a little on this area is to not understand the nature of the occult or darkness or evil. And you know, if you're going to tell your kids, I mean, we wouldn't tell our kids to go out and dress up on Hitler's birthday just because other kids were doing it, would we? Of course we wouldn't. So why do we take a day that's dedicated to occultism and darkness and say, well, we'll just change the outfit, we'll dress them up as an angel instead of a demon, and think that that's okay? It's better not to compromise at all.
And, of course, the thing is that the whole Nazi movement was founded in the occult. Why do you think that the SS had the skull and crossbones on their cap? And certainly the reason most people don't understand the occult foundation of Nazism is because Winston Churchill, who was a Druid and a Mason, ordered the judges at Nuremberg not to allow this to be put out. Now, there has been some excellent programs on, I believe, the History Channel going into the Nazism and the occult, and I certainly congratulate them for that, and pointing out that the whole Nazi movement was founded in occultism. But then, of course, they were protected by people at the highest levels of our government as well, who, of course, believed in exactly these same occultic forces. And that's why, of course, we helped so many of the Nazis to escape to South America in something known as Operation Paperclip. Why? Why? Of course, because they all worship the same God, and there is an element within our intelligence. There always has been, working at the upper echelons of our government, that was totally in sympathy with the Nazis, which is why of the 10,000 Nazis who escaped to South America, only two were ever apprehended. That was Klaus Barbie and Adolf Eichmann. All the rest of them lived out their lives very, very comfortably, Dr. Mengele and Martin Bormann and all the others, but we can't let the American people know that. So, and, you know, but the background of Halloween, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about the background of Halloween and who actually celebrates this within the dark side?
Well, it really began, it was rooted in the ancient Druid world, you know, was in England, Scotland, and Ireland, and they worshipped their own forms of gods of various kinds. And this was the day in which they recognized the god of the underworld, the god of the dead, and they did certain sacrifices to appease those gods. And some of them were animals, some of them were surely human. And almost all the entrapments, including, you know, bobbing for apples and the you know, the things that we think of in modern Halloween, are rooted in some of those pagan traditions. As far as the groups that celebrate it, you've got three groups. You have the Druids that are still carrying this on. You have the Wiccans, who celebrate it in their own fashion. They're called Neo-Wiccans or Neo-Pagans, and they kind of have sanitized it to the point where they don't do animal sacrifices or human sacrifices, but they still carry on the calling on other gods, etc. And then you have the more sinister groups, the black magic groups, who believe that it's necessary to spill blood on this day. And so you've got three groups out there, and this is extremely important for law enforcement to know the difference, because just because someone out is celebrating something, that may be their constitutionally protected right, and I have no intention of trampling on those rights whether I like them or not. I don't have to like them. It's the ones that are using their religion, so to speak, to commit crimes that we need to be most concerned with.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment or two with Gregory Reed as we begin to explore Halloween. And where is the outcry from the church? Where is the outcry from our religious leaders? Well, the only person who's really speaking out against it is Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, who said it shouldn't be celebrated. I wonder why.
very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working with an organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. Or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Arthur Stan. Our guest is Gregory Reed. Gregory, let's get your information out. How can people get in touch with you, get your book, get your website?
You can go to www.gregoryreed.com.
And that's R-E-I-D, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, go ahead.
And on the front page, you'll see actually two books that are right on the front. One is Nobody's Angel, which is my own personal account of being brought up in the cult world. And the second one is called Diary of a Devil Hunter. I wrote this book as an answer to the skeptics that say that all the stuff that we saw in the 1980s was a hoax and it never happened. I was there, and I wrote this book to account all those years and what we personally witnessed and experienced in dealing with trying to curtail satanic crime.
Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about Maury Torre and the information that he put out some years ago and the relationship between the Son of Sam killings and the Manson killings, interrelationships that have been totally suppressed by the controlled media. In fact, his book is almost impossible. You can't get it through regular channels now. I suppose you can get it through used channels, but it's a fascinating insight into one man's effort to try to make some sense out of what was really going on with the serial killings in New York and then the serial killings in Southern California and the interrelationship between them.
Well, Maury Terry's book was really just so profound when we first got a hold of it. It's called The Ultimate Evil. And it was his account of what exactly happened with David Berkowitz, the Son of Sam Killer, which, you know, the police wanted to close the case. They bought his original story that a dog had told him to do these murders, that a dog was talking to him. In fact, David Berkowitz was a fall guy for a satanic group known as the Process Church of Final Judgment. And he tied in, Mr. Terry tied in very, very well, all the ties, all the way to the West Coast, and some of Charlie Manson's involvement. Having grown up in the West Coast, having ridden horseback at the Spawn Movie Ranch myself, and knowing some of the peripheral situation there, every word in that book rang true, and I saw how extensive some of these operating groups are and how dangerous.
And, of course, it permeated all levels of Hollywood because, of course, there was so much of this occultism within Hollywood itself.
Like it should be a big surprise to us. I mean,
well, you see, it is. These people entertain us, and after all, we see the Oscars and the Emmys and all of these things, and it's just all good fun. But, of course, it isn't good fun. They're using the movies and television and other media to actually basically condition us to go along with that, to allay our apprehension, as our children's minds are being programmed into the occult, and certainly with the satanic influence with the music. Have you got into that at all?
To a certain extent, there's actually, it's very interesting. One of the kids and goes to the youth group that I'm involved with. There's a new group out. It's been out for a couple of years called My Chemical Romance. And their songs are extremely vile. They don't have the initial satanic trappings you'd expect, but it's very clear where they stand on those things. And he wrote them and said, you know, listen, you guys, you need to not be twisting kids' minds. You know, you need to tell them the truth and, you know, God loves you guys. And he got an email back that I have in my possession, and it was stunning. They actually said, how dare you write to us this way? As a result, your father is going to disappear from your life in 2 weeks and die. And it was so stunning. And, you know, I'm constantly just telling kids, look, you need to go through your music collection because the old computer expression, garbage in, garbage out, still holds true. I don't think they understand the impact of some of the lyrics of some of these bands and the way that they're changing their behavior.
And, of course, the impact of the music itself, because the beat, just as in Africa, why the beat has an influence, and so the beat has an influence here, in fact. Many of the drummers understand the profound impact that has on your souls. The trouble is, we're using the same beat in our churches today.
Well, and we need to take it a step further when we talk about children's cartoons. There's a new cartoon out called Billy and Mandy. And the characters in it are very dark and very sinister. Their best friend is the Angel of Death. And there's ritual things happening in the background. And on the first cartoon that was premiered, it had a little disclaimer at the top, just a little line that said, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law.
And that comes right out of Aleister Crowley, doesn't it?
Right, it does. And so whoever's writing this stuff is not doing with the intent of entertaining. It's doing with the intent of lowering kids' resistance to all things occultic.
And the thing is that they are using the cartoons, they're doing this in our schools, they're doing it with the music. Our children are the target. And, of course, the average child has no idea. He's looking to the parents for protection. And the parent doesn't even know there's a problem. Or if they do, they don't want to stand up and say anything because, after all, it might hurt the child's feelings. Well, our telephone number, if you're out there and you have a question or comment for our guest, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And again, our guest is Gregory Reed, who has worked with the police. He's been studying this for a long period of time. He's written extensively about it. And believe me, this is permeating every aspect of our life today, and certainly every aspect of the popular music, both within and without the church, and in Hollywood, and on television, and in the major concerts. And many of these, of course, are frankly demonic. And if you, we'll talk more later about the material we have. Actually, they sold their souls for rock and roll, the wonderful things Joe Schimmel has put together. We've got Wes calling in from Texas. Hi, Wes. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Dr. Stan. I tell you, it's an excellent couple of shows you've had tonight. I really appreciate it.
Well, that's what why we do it, is get you the information so you can get it out to those people there in Texas.
Well, I've got a question for Mr. Reed. Years ago, I read a book called Satan's Underground by a woman named Lauren Stratford.
Yes.
And it really profoundly impacted me at the time. And here just recently, I found some information on the Internet where people are trying to say that it's a complete fabrication and she's just disturbed. Now, what's your opinion on that? Is because I know that they have plenty of motivation to sweep these things under the rug and try to discredit the authors.
They do indeed. As a matter of fact, you can go on my website, and there are several articles related to what took place with Lauren Stratford. Lauren Stratford was a personal friend of mine. She was a wonderful, harmless little lady who wanted to do nothing but help people. When they wrote those articles, they completely destroyed her life and the people responsible for those articles. You would just have to have talked to them in person to understand the kind of spirit they're from. But you need to get into the background a little of the people. For example, John Trott, who helped write these. He's now the editor of Cornerstone Magazine. Cornerstone is a Christian commune out of Chicago. And he's writing articles now that are almost just pornographic. And as I followed the trail that he's taken, anybody who would believe what he said needs to take a look at the stuff that he's writing, because it is as unchristlike as anything I've ever seen. And the way that they butchered and spiritually assassinated Lauren Stratford is absolutely unconscionable.
Is there any truth at all to one of the things I read is they're claiming that she now claims to be somebody else and to be a Holocaust survivor? That was one of their allegations.
That is a whole other story that I'm hoping to include in the next year in my updated version of Diary of a Devil Hunter. She was, in fact, Jewish, and she did, in fact, hide within the Jewish community to try to protect herself from these people. And they misconstrued nearly everything that happened during that time. And like I said, it would take almost a whole chapter in a book to explain, but you might look for that. Let me just say, with these people, you have to consider the source.
Right.
And the source behind this are people who have absolutely no Christ-like values whatsoever.
And I think, Wes, the most beautiful example of that is this this false memory syndrome. Why would the top psychiatrist from the CIA be involved in the organization of the false memory syndrome that had chapters all across the country saying that anybody who had any child that said they'd been satanically abused was obviously just making it up or had the ideas planted in their mind? Could it possibly be that they're trying to cover the truth?
Well, that's what eventually a lot of this comes down to. I think there's a lot of people, and most of the church and most of the public, will believe whoever has the loudest voice.
Well, that's why that's why we do what we do. And if you haven't read that book about our Vice President Dick Cheney, The Transformation of America, this was written at least 10 years before he ever became Vice President. I will tell you that it is one of the most horrifying stories I've ever read. Okay, thanks so much for calling, Wes.
Thank you all very much.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
And, of course, when you realize the background of Dick Cheney and you read The Transformation of America, why, you will never look at the Christian White House in quite the same way again. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I think that anybody who talks about this thing is going to be attacked and demonized. Now, why would they do that? Well, I don't think they want the American people to recognize that this sort of thing goes on. But if you go back and you read the scriptures, why, certainly, Gregory, they talk about this in the scriptures, because this sort of thing was going on 3,000 or 4,000 years ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it's all, I mean, you know, we might call it today, we might call it Satanism, we might call it Druidism, but, you know, the worship of other gods has gone back for centuries, and so has the sacrificial rites. This is just a different twist on the same vile practices that have been done for centuries. As Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. It may take on a different name, but the way that they operate is exactly the same.
And, of course, we're told, you know, in the New Testament, the scriptures, to avoid witches and mediums and sorcerers and diviners and all of these people who are delving into this other side. I mean, what cost, of course, Saul, you know, he got into real trouble when he went to the witch of Endor to find what was going to happen in the battle the next day. And he insisted that they conjure up the spirit of Samuel, and of course the witch did that. I think she was probably as frightened as anything when Samuel appeared and told Saul that they were going to lose the battle.
Well, I think that's a very pertinent point, because for most of us who started out practicing the occult, we never intended to get into anything dark. We never intended to do anything evil. We never intended any of that. But the nature of the occult is regressive, and at a certain point, you start to lose control, and you realize everything you thought was good and nice and light was just a cover for something that's very dark and evil and sinister and destructive.
And in fact, there's a book called The Wicker's Charm, and I think we're carrying the book, if I'm not mistaken. And certainly in that book, why they interview all these young people who are into Wicca, and it seems like so much fun. And then all of a sudden, they begin to realize that this is this dark presence that is actually haunting them. Well, let's go to Rich, who's calling in from Hollister. Hi, Rich. How are you doing?
I have a question or a comment.
Go ahead. Speak up a little louder, please.
I have a question. Why is it that it seems like the type of people who are attracted to Satanism, Wicca, or the Gothic look seem to be predominantly Caucasian or white people?
Well, that's a good question, and the answer is, I don't have any idea.
Well, I will tell you, of course, Rich, having practiced medicine in Africa, the blacks there were very much into this sort of thing. In fact, they all went to the witch doctor, and I always used to say they went to the witch doctor before they came to the white doctor, who was me. So this permeates every aspect of Africa. I know we had a maid. In fact, everybody in our community had a maid, and the maid always put their beds up on paint cans. I didn't know what that was about. That was to keep the demon Togolosh out from. So you have to understand that it does permeate the African community as well as the white community. And certainly you see this sort of thing that, you know, in Haiti with the voodoo. It comes right out of Africa. It comes right out of the pit of hell.
But I mean in the United States. Like, for instance, in Santa Cruz County, I would say 99% of the people who participate in this stuff are white or Caucasian. It's kind of, it's just a peculiar, something I've noticed.
Well, maybe you're right. I haven't. Don't have any thoughts on that at all, Gregory?
No, it's an interesting point. You know, I mean, we think of, you know, there are certain, it does have different blends in different cultures. Wicca primarily does attract, the Caucasian kids, and but there are others that are attracted by, for example, the religion of Santeria is having an enormous effect on both the black and the Hispanic community here in the United States. And Santeria is very deeply involved in the drug world, particularly in Mexico right now. And for a long time we thought, well, okay, we could understand the influence of voodoo on perhaps some of the black sections, but just in recent times, there's been a tremendous resurge of Egyptian black magic who consider the black race the superior race, the Nubian race, and they've done a lot of recruiting within the black community. So that's why when you hear people say they're experts on the occult, I think, well, I don't know where you got that degree, but I've never gotten it, because it's constantly changing, and we constantly have to update so we can keep ahead of these trends.
I think we're just going to have to be watching it and try to keep informed, Rich. But I really appreciate your question. Did you have any other thoughts?
That's it.
God bless, and let's go to Mike calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, your guest mentioned the chemical romance.
Yes.
Is that a takeoff on the chemical wedding?
You know, I don't have a clue. I just know this is the one band that almost every kid that I deal with has said is almost the number one band that kids are into right now.
Okay, and you know what I'm referring to, the chemical wedding of Christian Rosenkreutz?
No, I am totally clueless to that.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, another time.
Okay, thanks so much, Mike.
But I hate to feign ignorance, but, you know, at some point it's better to say that you don't know something than to say you do and be proven a fool later.
You never have to apologize on my program to say you don't know, because I say it quite often. If I don't know, I'm going to just say, I don't know. Tell me about it. And, of course, Mike, who was calling in, was deeply involved with the occult for, I think, 18 or 19 years. So he has a great wealth of information. But, of course, he loves the Lord now and is a personal friend of ours. Well, we've just got about 2 minutes for you to wrap up the program today. And, of course, for those of you who listen to our programs 5 hours a day, why, Gregory will be back again later this evening for our late-night program. But right now you got a couple of minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, first of all, I very much appreciate you giving me this opportunity, because for the last several years, we've been pretty much taken out of the loop in terms of getting the word to the public. And in what I deal with, both in helping kids and helping children, information is so vital. And so, you know, I just encourage people to get on my website. It's gregoryreed.com. Get yourself educated and, anything you can pass on to us that'll help us to spare another child from going through this, we'd just be deeply grateful for it.
And I think, of course, there's a very organized effort to silence people who talk about this. This is why I do what I do 5 hours a day. And At least we have a voice, because we have to pay for our time on radio stations across America. But it's worth it, and so far God has pretty well provided for us, and we've been able to continue doing what we're doing. But my job is to give people like you, Gregory, give you a voice and let you reach the people out there, because people are hungry for answers. They know something's wrong, but they can't put it together. And I think your material, your books, certainly both of them, are a great asset. So let's give your website out one more time. And is there a telephone number you have where people can get the books?
The best way is just to go right to the website. It's www.gregoryreid, that's R-E-I-D, .com. And you'll spend a couple of days looking through the information there.
All right. God bless you. Thanks so much. Thank we'll be talking much. To you later tonight. Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation, and of course you can tune in again this evening. We may cover the same things, but you never know what we're going to cover. I never do. They're pretty rather impromptu, and I learn something new every time I talk to Gregory. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program right here at Radio Liberty.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam and Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with the TWA 800 on the route down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts, entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. And this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book anywhere that will give you a more contemporary history, frightening history, that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company's been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You know, when I was growing up, my parents weren't worried about our education. We were taught the basics of math and English, science and history, the joy of art and music, and the need for sports. And our generation turned out leaders in every field. But as a parent today, I am concerned with my child's education. That's why I chose VHM Christian School. I know that at VHM, my children are getting a quality education with a biblical foundation. I'm not worried whether they'll be prepared. I know they are. VHM gives my children the tools to succeed and instills moral values. There are so many issues for me to be concerned about. I'm glad my children's education is not one of them. Won't you call VHM today? Your child is worth it. Call 475-4762. That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and certainly if you have not read Johanna Michelson's book, The Beautiful Side of Evil, you need to get it. We carry her second book entitled Like Lambs to the Slaughter, talking about our educational system and the demonic forces that are at work at every aspect of our society. That's The Beautiful Side of Evil and Like Lambs to the Slaughter. We have a great four-tape set. It's called The Supernatural. It's 2 hours of my interview with Johanna Michelson, 2 hours of my interview with Craig Heimbichner, who writes on Aleister Crowley. And that slogan, do what thou wilt, That is the whole of the law. That's what they talk about on our cartoons for our children. But that was the teaching of a Satanist. His name was Aleister Crowley. We have a great four-tape set on Aleister Crowley. We have a book called Blood on the Altar. It's a story of Aleister Crowley. And to see how this permeates the music today, you need to get our videos, either the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour video. They sold their souls for rock and roll. That's the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour video, or a DVD. They sold their souls for rock and roll. Our DVDs on Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, which will give you an idea of what this is really all about and the true nature of the spiritual battle. In fact, I'm in Megiddo 2 as they interview me, and we go into the background of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky and the Georgia Guidestones, which are the Mein Kampf for the fascist element within our society today, and talk about the necessity of maintaining humanity at 500 million in constant balance with the nature. And of course, what they really talk about is the mass murder over 90% of the world's population. People say, that's crazy talk. That could never happen. Why, that couldn't be going on today. And I would like to suggest that you need to see our latest video and or DVD talk we gave for the Prophecy Club. And of course, they did a very professional job, and there are lots of charts and information in there that you'll actually... You don't have to just watch me for 2.5 hours talking. But the planned population reduction, we recommend the information to you. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 on this Halloween evening. You need to understand what it's about. Of course, we've got Carol Matriciana's material on Halloween. We have Carol Matriciana's excellent videos on so many subjects. And, of course, if you would like one of our catalogs, we'll be glad to send it to you. The Gods of Entertainment, telling about Hollywood. What's Hollywood about? Why, it's about destroying your faith. What's our educational system about? It's about destroying the faith of your children. Because, you see, it's a spiritual battle we're following, or we're fighting today. The other side knows the battle is going on, and that's why they will destroy anybody who gets up and tells the truth. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. All available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's the book of The Beautiful Side of Evil, Like Lambs to the Slaughter, Brotherhood of Darkness, the four-tape set on Blood on the Well, the four-tape set on, the book of Blood on the Well, and then, of course, the four-tape set on Aleister Crowley. So much material. And then we want to remind you, of course, Blood on the Altar. I stand corrected, that's Blood on the Altar. And then, of course, we want to remind you we are having an all-day seminar here on the 19th of November, right here in the Monterey Bay area at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And we hope you can come. Now, we've only got about another week for reservations. We're going to shut us off about the 10th of November. They want to know how many people are going to be there, so we do as well. So if you're pleased to consider coming, I think you'll find it fascinating. We're bringing in outside speakers, and you'll never look at the world quite the same way after you've heard Dr. David Aob talking, and certainly D.V. Kidd is going to be here, and Brad Dacus, and I'm going to be talking. And well, anyway, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 to make your reservation. And then, of course, remember, we do carry the Berkey products. You needed to get the fluoride out of your water. You needed, of course, in case there is another terrible calamity. And then pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.